You don't, well, you certainly don't get it these days. Anyway, yeah, a bit bizarre. Can you imagine that? Just going to the butchery counter in a super. Only rabbit? Not so much. Maybe they did years ago, but not now. Oh, no. Thanks for that message, though. Love to hear from people. It's always fabulous. Now, let's go back to my request from earlier on, asking for people to tell me the name of their first ever pet. And those of you that didn't think I was fishing for password information, Sue Burton got in touch and said Snowy, a white cat. That was an absolute cat. Thank you, Sue. I suspect this is untrue, unless he's been involved in incredible scientific experiments, but Thomas Hayward says Jones, a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Friend of the show, Rachel Woollett, said, I've had lots of lovely furry friends over the years. We lost Arthur the Deaf Cat last year, and we now have Brian the Frog. Brian the Frog featured, was it last week or the week before, on these very airwaves and was talked about, was photographed, was adorable. Also, who else has been in touch and talked about animals? Denise Hare said Billy and Daisy, pet lizards. And then friend of the show, Dave Bourne, has said, I had a seagull called Ben. Let's not get into it now, Dave. Let's not get into it now. The listeners don't need to go through that again. Seagull gate. If you missed that years ago, however long ago it was, Dave Bourne asked me if I would genuinely consider changing my name to Ben Seagull. It didn't happen. Charlie James has said a Pembroke corgi called Rusty. Thanks for that. Fantastic. Yes, so thanks to everybody that's messaged in with animal names and people that didn't think I was going to scam them out of their account details for various things on computers. But yeah, sorry about that. I'll think more carefully when I ask for questions on social media in the run-up to a show. Anyway, right, well, we're an hour in already. How the heck has that happened? We still haven't done celebrity birthdays. We're going to find out the result of the intense debate towards the end of the show. Some brilliant, brilliant music still to feature, such as this one from Katy Perry.
Oh, no!
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry. Juicy J. Uh-huh. Let's rave!
And here you are, you were gonna come to me. Here you are, better choose carefully. I'm capable of anything.
Try not to lead her on. Shawty heart is on steroids, cause her her love is so strong. You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turn cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty. I'm gonna put her in. Damn, I think I love her. I sprung and I don't care. She wrapped me like a roller coaster. Turned the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug. I was trying to hit it and quit it, but little mama so dope I messed around and got addicted.
So you wanna play?
Phoenix FM.
Katy Perry featuring Juicy J, Dark Horse. Yes, people have horses pets. It's National Love Your Horse Day. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Fantastic. It's also, did you know, National Handcuff Day, Clean Out Your Bookcase Day, National Day of Solidarity with Muslim, Arab and South Asian immigrants. Totally ridiculous and unnecessary to have that as a day. It's also National Engineers Week, and of course, very excitingly, it is, what was it? I've forgotten the month. Oh, of course, National Time Management Month. Yes, I didn't have time to find it quickly, but there we go. Marvellous stuff. It's 7 minutes past 11. Hope your Tuesday evening still going well. Hope you've had it on and thought, I'll listen to that. Oh, I'm enjoying that. Oh, I'll get involved. Yes, on social media, plenty of ways to get involved. Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. You can reply and let me know the name of your first pet. If you want to just vote on the hotly contested intense debate raging on the Twitterverse, I'm asking this evening, what do you think came first? Orange the colour or orange the fruit? So was the fruit needed, we needed to describe the colour that was and we invented the word orange? Or was there a colour orange and then there was a fruit of that colour that got called an orange? So it's up to you to decide. What came first, the colour or the fruit? All will be revealed in due course. It's very exciting. But what I think we should do now is grab with both hands the opportunity to have some celebrity birthdays. It's the 20th of February. Who is celebrating today? Former Prime Minister Gordon Brown is 73 today. Actor Anthony Head from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and the Nescafe Gold Blend adverts in the 90s is 70 today. Brenda Blethyn is 78 today. Rihanna is 36 today. Talk show host and stand-up comedian Trevor Noah is 40 today. Former model Cindy Crawford is 58 today. And Top Gun Maverick actor Miles Teller is 37 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if you're celebrating today, very many happy returns of the day to you from the whole The Show That Goes Like This team here at Phoenix FM. Have a lovely 51 minutes of your birthday that are left. It's not your birthday anymore. I'm quite enjoying this broadcasting up to midnight. You've sort of almost got two dates of broadcasting in one show. It's exciting, isn't it? Driving me crazy. Driving my horses crazy. The Osmonds know about that all too well.
There's a message from in the air control. Crazy horses riding everywhere. It's all morning, it's in every town. Stop them crazy horses on the run.
What a show, there they go, smoking up the sky. Crazy horses, all that riders under you.
one room and then it's all on the wall.
What a show. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is FM.
And that was the Osmonds and Crazy Horses. Right, shall we find out about some more weird and wacky animals? Yes, let's do just that. Here's something that when you see a photo of it, it kind of looks truly horrible. It's called a hagfish. A hagfish. And apparently it can make enough slime equal to 400 times its own volume. That's a lot of slime. Yes, it can spew out thick, sticky goo that will clog up the gills of any predator that dares to try and dine on it. It's a jawless fish with an eel-like body. Yes, and produces copious amounts of thick slime as a defence mechanism when threatened, allowing it to escape predators. It's believed that hagfish evolved around 500 million years ago and have survived to the present day, so are obviously doing something right with their creating ridiculous amounts of slime. Yeah, they don't look very appealing in that photo. And then here's something horrible as well. If you've heard of a jewel wasp, you'll know why I'm saying it's horrible. It's bedazzling. It's called a jewel wasp because it reflects in sunlight and looks like some kind of brightly coloured jewel rather than an insect. But it will happily take on creatures much larger than itself. Frequently cockroaches, which do seem to be, looking at that image, and about, I don't know, 15 to 20 times bigger than the jewel wasp. They inject the brains of their prey with a stupefying venom and then lay their eggs in the grave with the zombie prey. The larva will then feed on the creature until they're fully grown. That's horrible, isn't it? So they just stupefy it and don't kill it and then bury it and bury eggs with it and then the eggs hatch and have food. What a bizarre part of the life cycle. There we go. Hagfish and jewel wasps. Don't particularly want to see either of those. I hope neither of them are in the temporary zoo that Scott Fish finds himself in this evening. Maybe he's out by now. Maybe I don't need to even consider trying to go and rescue him on my way home. Anyway, right, let's have more music. Let's have animal-related music because it is Love Your Pet Day. Birds can be pets. A wide variety of birds are kept as pets, and I'm sure to their owners, they're all absolutely gorgeous.
Remember that tank top you bought me? You wrote "You're gorgeous" on it. You took me to your rented motor car and filmed me on the bonnet. You got me to hitch my knees up and pulled my legs apart. You took an Instamatic camera and pulled my sleeves around my heart. Because you're sexy. wasn't cheap. You paid me £20. You promised to put me in a magazine, on every table, in every lounge.
Animals. Now, we've all heard of dolphins. Some of us may have been lucky enough to swim with dolphins, which is a phenomenal experience, I'm sure. But have you ever seen a pink river dolphin? And it's not a name that isn't obvious. It is literally a pink-looking dolphin. The Amazon pink river dolphin has the largest body and brain of any freshwater dolphin. They're born grey but acquire their pink colour with age, and the final hue is influenced by many things, including behaviour, diet, and how close their capillaries are to the skin. There we go, slightly bizarre. And speaking of bizarre things that live in water, maybe you'll have seen an image of this as well, the blobfish. It looks like a fish that's being sad all the time, but blobfish have loose, flabby skin instead of scales. They're renowned for their gelatinous, droopy appearance, and they've adapted to the extreme pressures of the deep ocean. It has been maybe harshly attributed, name the title even, the world's ugliest animal, but that's derived to its appearance outside of its natural habitat. It doesn't look like that when it's swimming around in the water. But it is an example of how unusual-looking animals can thrive in diverse and challenging environments. Obviously, pressure's incredibly high the lower you go down in the ocean, and that's where these blobfish can survive and have evolved not to have scales, to have droopy skin. So with all that pressure pushing on it, it doesn't harm them. Quite incredible. So yeah, pink river dolphins and blobfish. We've still got a few more weird and wacky animals to talk about. So I'm happy to bring you them throughout the remainder of this show, all 39 and a half minutes that are left of it. Of course, we've still got the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. Shall I give you an update on that? What came first, orange the colour or orange the fruit? So was there a fruit of that colour and then we had to think of a name for that colour? Or did the colour exist and then people found the fruit and went, oh, it happens to be that colour? At the moment, 25% of voters think the colour came first and 75% believe the fruit came first. We'll be in about 30 minutes. If you want to cast it, Ben's Radio on Twitter, single click or tap, we'll cast your vote on that poll on the profile at Ben Sim Radio to get involved. Let's have another tune. It's still bird related music. Here's Annie Lennox.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Little Bird by Annie Lennox. We're moving away from bird-related music to reptilian-related music for the next track. Ooh. That was a fairly jeopardy-inducing ooh, wasn't it? I know you're worried. There we go. Yes, so it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you for another 33 minutes and 35 seconds now. That time has now changed. But yeah, loads more great tracks still to come, and look forward to something reptilian very shortly. Hopefully Scott Fish is out of his mobile zoo enclosure right now. The intense debate still raging, and all will be revealed in about 24 minutes time on the Twitterverse. And yeah, plenty more unusual animals to tell you about, such as the pink fairy armadillo. That is a thing. It's like a fuzzy caterpillar crossed with a lobster, the smallest species of armadillo, at around 13 centimetres in length, and it's small enough to fit in your hand. It lives in sandy plains in South America and is also known as the sand swimmer, thanks to its ability to quickly navigate the subterranean sands. Their unique pink colour, much like the freshwater dolphin mentioned earlier, comes from the blood being pumped into their shell for thermoregulation. So there we go, pink fairy armadillo. Here's a brilliantly named bird. Have you ever heard of this? The great potu. P-O-T-O-O, the great potu. I have to say, the image of it I'm looking at, it is incredible how much it blends in with tree stumps and branches. Yes, the colours of it, incredible. Just matching the sort of greyish brown of tree bark. Yes, it will sit perfectly still, mimicking a tree stump while it waits for its prey. It's a master of camouflage, a carnivorous bird that lives mostly in tropical America. It will often remain completely still, blending in with its surroundings by mimicking a tree stump or branch as it patiently waits for unsuspecting prey. And doesn't even give itself away by opening its eyes. Thanks to tiny openings below their eyelids, this bird can see even when its eyes are closed. Incredible. The Great Potu. I just love the name of it. It sounds far cuter than it probably really is. Okay, let's have this reptilian-inspired track that I've been talking about for far too long. Do you know what this is? Not as threatening as some reptiles might be to some people. This is Here I Go Again, of course.
Songs of yesterday, and I made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Though I keep searching.
Phoenix FM.
That was White Snake, and Here I Go Again. Now, I want to make sure I can get through enough tracks this evening, so I'm going to get on to the next one quite quickly, and then we're going to get back to more unusual animals that maybe you didn't even know about, like the Great Potu, and what was the one before it? The Pink Fairy Armadillo, of course. The Blobfish, the Pink River Dolphin, the Jewel Wasp, the Hagfish, the Yukari, the Hotzin, the Muntjac Deer, and the Siphonophore. They are all genuine animals. We'll find out some more after this from Tones and I. People keep monkeys as pets. Don't force them to dance. That's cruel.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know to stop me dead while I was passing by.
Tones and I and Dance Monkey. About 15 minutes left to vote on the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. What came first, the orange, the fruit, or the orange, the colour? At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter if you want to cast your vote. What about more weird and wacky animals from across the world? Have you ever seen a star-nosed mole? It looks very bizarre because you can't see its eyes. You can see its front paws with claws and then this just sort of star-shaped object in the middle of what ought to be a face. But yes, they are the geologists of the animal kingdom. They can detect seismic waves with 25,000 sensory receptors that make up the fleshy tentacles around its nose. They're the only mole to live in swamps and marshes and may also be able to detect faint electrical signals from aquatic prey. Now, there are a lot of strange-looking things that live in the sea, none more so than the pacu, which is basically a fish that has teeth, but its teeth look exactly the same as human teeth. It's very bizarre. Pacu, P-A-C-U. It's a freshwater fish with human-like teeth. It's often mistaken for a piranha. They are omnivores, eating both plants and meat, and their teeth are mainly used to crush nuts and fruits that drop down into Amazonian rivers and streams from the trees above. If you're thinking of going wading even in the Amazon, beware. They've also been rumoured to mistake human testicles for their favourite snacks, earning them the nickname testicle-eating fish. Not a nickname that rolls off the tongue easily, but anyway, there's also some more... Well, this is... There's one thing about this animal that annoys me. It's called... Right, how did this happen? It's called a thistledown velvet ant. A thistledown velvet ant. If you imagine an ant... You know when you look at ants close up, you can see they're actually sort of hairy and black. If you imagine an ant got very old and went grey... So all the hairs were grey, but it had one of those sort of dandelion things on its back. It looks a bit like that. However, the thing that annoys me is this first statement about the thistledown velvet ant. Despite the name, this fuzzy little creature is actually a type of wasp. Well, who named it an ant then? What kind of idiot were they? Was that just someone hundreds of years ago who thought it was an ant, and then they've discovered more recently that it's a wasp? Well, we can't change its name. That's ridiculous. That's like going, oh, this is the domesticated short-haired cat, but it's actually a type of sausage dog. It was ridiculous. The thistledown velvet ant is actually a type of wasp. Ah, anyway, their flamboyant, fluffy exterior helps disguise these creatures as fallen creosote fruits, fooling would-be predators. Ah, I'm just annoyed about the name. I've got to play another track and try and calm down, to be honest. I guess thistledown velvet ants, whatever they are, ants or wasps, they were born to be wild. I know what you're thinking, phenomenal link. Is anyone out there thinking that?
In whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns and guns and explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind. We can climb so high, I never wanna die.
Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Steppenwolf, Born to Be Wild. Right, last few animals to talk to you about. Couple more tracks to squeeze in. Results of the hotly contested debate. Well, here's something that just makes me feel a bit... Actually, before I do that, I'll make that the last one. Let's hear about the hilariously named and hilarious-looking red-lipped batfish. Yes, they're endemic to the Galapagos Islands, and the red-lipped batfish waddles along the sea floor using modified fins as legs, looking like it's ready for a night out on the town. The adaptation may be for the males to attract a mate, although not enough research has been done to absolutely confirm this, but it does look like a fish that has painted its lips red. And a bit like the blobfish, it looks permanently unhappy. It's got a droopy mouth, but with red lips. How weird. How unusual. Yeah, very unusual. Red-lipped batfish. Look that up if you want to be interested. If you want to be feeling slightly uneasy when you hear this, the picture is bad enough, but then the fact about it, wow. The Japanese spider crab. Yes, it is a crab, it is a crustacean, but its appearance makes it look like a giant spider. There are around 60,000 species of crustaceans, and the Japanese spider crab is the largest. This is what upsets me. I don't like spiders at the best of times, I don't particularly like crabs. They have a 3.7-metre leg span. That's 12 feet. They're considerably larger than a human. And despite the size they end up, they start life as microscopic plankton larvae. They're mostly found off the coast of Honshu, a Japanese island. The Japanese spider crab. I'm now going to stop looking up unusual animals. That one is a little bit disconcerting. So we've learned about spider crabs, we've learned about red-lipped batfish, the thistledown velvet ant, which is annoying the ant. The packer with its human teeth, the star-nosed mole looks very bizarre indeed. Potu, a bird that looks like a tree trunk. The pink fairy armadillo kind of does what it says on the tin. The blobfish, which looks strange. The pink river dolphin, which looks like a pink dolphin and lives in a river. The jewel wasp, which harshly kills its prey. The hagfish, which creates a ridiculous amount of slime as a defence mechanism. The Uakari, a red-faced monkey. The Hotzin, a bird also known as the stink bird. And we've learnt about muntjac deer that seem to be permanently puffing their cheeks out. And the siphonophore, if you imagine a jellyfish stretched out in one long string. It's very, very bizarre and can be 45 metres long. There we go, weird and wonderful animals that inhabit our planet. Here's an animal I'd like to meet, Shakira, taking on the persona of a she-wolf.
I've been holding myself to you Monday to Monday and Friday to Friday. like a coffee machine in an oven. So I'm gonna go somewhere closer to get me a lover and tell you about it.
Shakira and She-Wolf. Well, the intense debate is over for the evening, and I can tell you that most people think orange the fruit came before orange the colour, and I think those people may be well informed. 76% of voters are going for the fruit came first, 24% saying the colour came first. According to exhaustive research, the fruit came first. The English word orange has made quite a journey to get to the modern meaning. The fruit originally came from China, the German word apfelsine, and the Dutch sinusappel, Chinese apple, reflect this. But our word ultimately comes from the old Persian narang. Early Persian emperors collected exotic trees for their landscape gardens, which may well have included orange trees. Arabs later traded the fruit and spread the word all the way to Moorish Spain. And the Spanish word for orange is naranja, which clearly relates back to the old Persian narang. So in old French, the fruit became known as orange, O-R-E-N-G-E, orange. And this was adopted into Middle English, eventually becoming orange, the fruit. And then the colour came later, the word meaning the colour of the fruit. There we go. Incredible. Okay, so it's official. The fruit came first. Right, so whatever came first, they just survive. They've got the eye of the tiger. We'll be right back.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Survivor and Eye of the Tiger. Well, it's almost time to say goodbye for another week on the show that goes like this. How do you sum up a show like this evening? It's been another corker of a show for me to present. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Thank you so much for your company. Day the 20th of February, and we've learned all kinds of crazy things today, mainly the fact that it's been Love Your Pet Day, and I hope you do love your pets. I hope you've also cleaned out your bookcase and shown solidarity with Muslim, Arab and Asian immigrants whilst wearing handcuffs, and of course celebrating engineers and keeping time of everything well yourself. Those are all the things that occur. And we've also learned about some very, very unusual animals. I'm particularly happy to have talked about the great potu, the paku, the siphonophore, and I'm still slightly unnerved by the Japanese spider crab. And upset that the thistledown velvet ant is actually a wasp. So there we go. Weird and wacky animals, along with some lovely pets that you guys provided me with in social media on the run-up to the show. So thank you very much for doing that and getting involved. Thanks to everyone that voted. We now know that orange the fruit came before orange the colour. What could possibly play us out animal-wise? Animal music. Well, it was a tight fit, but I've managed it in the end. See you next week.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.